I invite you now to gently close your eyes, place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight, and let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in. And slowly out. And now let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children and all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, know that the breath you took in and the breath you're releasing is the breath of God. Holy Spirit, we are blessed this morning to be here in communion with you. We acknowledge your presence in our lives. And we strive to practice the lessons that we learn. Within the innermost part of my being, there is a sacred place where no outer turmoil can intrude, where no feelings of doubt or failure can reside. Here, within my soul, is the peace of God. The peace of God surpasses all understanding and misunderstanding. It is a sacred assurance that gently erases concern and brings comfort to my soul. Like the cool, tranquil waters of a mountain stream, divine peace refreshes me. There is a peace within me that I can draw upon at all times because God's Spirit is within me. Living in God's presence, I am serene. I understand what a blessing it is to give expression to the peace of God now and always. Let's take that journey to the secret place of the Most High. It's a place in consciousness where you may enter in at any time. And as we prepare to take this journey, as we make our way to the door of the secret place, we remember that before we can enter in, we must become empty. And what that means is that if there is mental or emotional baggage that we are carrying around with us that is not serving us, or if we're carrying physical baggage from place to place that is not serving us, then we need to release it and let it go. So envision all these things being let go. And we take a step through that door, and as we enter into this secret place, we experience the peace and the faith and love and hope of God in our hearts and our minds, in our lives and our affairs. We take a seat and we feel that holy light spread over us, through us, and out into our world. Thank you, God, for this opportunity. So now I invite you to pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. We thank you, gracious Spirit, that you have heard our prayers this morning and you've answered them as you always do. Guide us this coming week. Give us that little nudge to take time to be in the silence, to be kind and gentle, and to spread the love that you have given us out into our world. For all these blessings, we do give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and wayshower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.